Come on. Claire! Come on, the Huxtable ski bus is ready to go, dear. Come on. Claire!
Okay.
All right, come on now. Because, look, are you going to hurry or what?
Hey, Dad.
No.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I can't believe Mom finally got you to go on a ski trip.
Your mother loves all this stuff, see? I'm not for it. I don't care for skiing myself, son, because somehow I always manage to be 5 to 6 miles away from a St. Bernard that's looking for me, saying I can't find him.
Dad, don't worry about it. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you again for letting me use the house.
Are you kidding?
I can't believe everyone is gone.
Hey, listen, did Dad say he was going to clear it out?
I appreciate it. Now, I got to get started because this dinner I'm cooking for Cheryl, it's going to be nice.
All right. Say, listen, you are cooking?
Oh, yeah.
When I really became serious about marrying her, that's when I started cooking for her.
Yeah, but that was in olden days.
All right, let's go.
Hey!
I can't wait to hit those slopes.
Now, look, I listened to the weather report, and the man said that it might rain.
The man said 10% chance of rain.
All right.
What's the matter,
Cliff? Whatever you say, huh?
You afraid of skiing?
Afraid of skiing? I'm not afraid of skiing. I told you that a long time ago. The only thing I don't care for are those trees. They're stupid. They don't move. As much as you yell at them, you say, watch out, tree. Here I come. Theo!
Yeah, Dad?
You see me having trouble with the door?
Cheryl's early. All right. Let's go, Theo. Ellen.
Hi, Theo.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Are those roses for me?
Sorry, they're for Denny. He loves roses.
Hey, what's in the bag?
I just thought I'd drop some things off for a surprise party. Tomorrow is just going to be too heavy.
Hey, no problem. You got a cold?
Oh, no, it's just my sinuses. How's your dinner coming?
Oh, it's great. Cheryl should be here in about a half an hour. Hey, let me get this for you. Come on in.
Hey, look what I got. 2 tickets to a benefit performance of the new Quincy Jones movie.
All right. Reception before the movie. Jimmy's a pretty lucky guy. Can I get you something to drink?
A glass of wine would be nice.
Coming right up.
Okay, Theo, I'm depending on you. The movie gets out at about 11 o'clock, so you guys have to be there and ready by 11:30.
Hey, we'll be there.
Okay, and not a word, because I think Denny is beginning to sense something.
Hey, listen, I'm your man. See, I'm so good, I could plan my own surprise party and still not catch on.
Theo, everything looks so good, but these shrimp are raw.
No, see, they're supposed to be. They stew in their own hot sauce. Try one.
Very good, but very spicy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's in case you need a little spice in your life.
Theo, this has to be real special. Do you realize that Denny has never had his own birthday party?
Are you serious?
Yeah, he always got stuck sharing his parties with his sister, whose birthday is 2 days earlier than his.
Well, tomorrow night he will definitely have his own party. Right. To Denny and his birthday.
Yay. Uh-oh.
Something wrong?
I just realized I'm loaded with antihistamines. I'm not supposed to have any alcohol.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. But you know what? I really better get going.
Well, are you sure you're going to be able to get back all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. But look, I've got to get to my parents' house in case Denny calls.
All right. That's my rice. Listen, I'll see you tomorrow night, okay?
All right, go ahead. Don't ruin your dinner on my account. I'll be fine.
Wow. All right. Hey, Denny.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
What are you looking for?
Nothing.
Look, I didn't come at a bad time, did I?
No, Cheryl will be here in a little bit, but it's cool. Come on in.
So what's up? Nothing. Everything's fine.
Oh, good. Why are you here?
Oh, I called your apartment. Your roommate said you were here, so I just thought I'd drop by and see an old friend. Theo, my life is over.
What? What are you talking about?
It's Ellen, man. I think she's two-timing me.
Come on, man. Where'd you get an idea like that?
It's just that she's been acting real strange the past couple of weeks. Tonight, she's supposed to be at her mother's, only she's not there.
Well, Danny, maybe she didn't get there yet.
Nah, Theo. I spoke to her father. He said she wasn't expected.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, man.
Theo, it is another guy.
I think you're really misreading this whole thing.
Some nice flowers.
Oh, yeah. You like these? I got these for Cheryl. Listen, man. I think you got this whole thing wrong. I've never seen a couple happier than the two of you.
You really think so, huh?
Yeah. Den, listen. Won't you sit down for a second and chill out? I'll be right back. I gotta run upstairs and check on something, all right? I'll be right back. Ellen! Ellen, what are you doing in here? How come you have my father's robe on? What?
I don't feel so well.
Oh, no, honey, you have to feel better. Denny is downstairs.
Why?
He thinks he's seeing another guy.
What?
Listen, he's really upset, and I think we need to just go downstairs and straighten this whole thing out now.
Oh, no, Theo, don't ruin the surprise. I mean, we went to so much trouble. You know how Denny is. I mean, he always gets carried away.
Hello, Denny.
Hey, Dr. Mrs. Huxtable. Okay. I thought you went skiing.
We did. Drove up there. About 5 miles outside of town, started raining. The 10% chance of rain filled into 100%. So I said to Mrs. Huxtable, I said, dear, I think it's raining. We ought to turn back. My wife said, oh, it's just a little shower. Just keep on going.
That's right. Uh-huh. It was not raining that hard.
It's all right. Stay angry with me. It wasn't my fault it was raining. He's mad at me because it's raining. Denny, we got out there about 100 miles out. Rain is coming down this size. I said to Mrs. Huxtable, dear, I think it's raining awfully hard. She said, well, it's raining down here, but it won't be raining up there, Cliff. So we kept going. Next thing I know, little creatures are coming out of the forest with little rowboats.
Denny? Where's Theo?
Oh, he's upstairs.
I'm sorry to be such a bother.
Look, don't worry about it. You stay here and rest. I'm going to calm Denny down, and I will get him to leave.
Theo!
What are they doing home? Quick, where's your dress, Ellen?
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. Ellen, this thing is dripping wet.
No, well, I had to wash it. My stomach got upset. I just started to...
No, I get the picture.
Yeah,
I'm upstairs, Mom. Look, sit up. We're going to straighten you out. I'm going to explain everything to my parents because they're both very understanding people, all right?
Dr. Huxtable, what do you want these bags?
Let's put them in the bedroom.
Denny, is he coming in here?
Quick, in the bathroom.
Hey, Mom, Dad, what happened to the skiing trip?
Oh, we put 300 miles on those skis. Too bad it was on top of the car.
We got rained out. Theo, why are you in this room?
Why am I in this room?
Yes, why are you in this room?
Tie. I had to come in and get a tie.
That's right, Dad. Do you think this tie... school?
Oh, man, the one you're wearing matches your shirt better.
No, but, Dad, get with it. Matching ties are out this year.
I'm sorry, I lost my head.
Theo, your father and I are going out to dinner, so we'll be out of your hair in just a little while.
I'm going down to get the rest of the luggage, and then we're going out for some Chinese food.
Really? You need any help?
Yes, yes, Denny. Go down and help Dad unload the car.
No, I don't need him to help me unload anything. Stay here.
Mom, could you come downstairs and taste my chili sauce? Because I'm not sure if it's hot enough.
All right, honey. I just need a few minutes. I want to freshen up.
Sure. Gas! Mom, I was downstairs cooking, and I could have sworn I smelled gas or something.
Gas?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't smell any gas.
In the basement. But then again, it was probably nothing.
Oh, no. We are not going to take any chances when there's gas involved. I want you to come show me where you smell this.
Sure. Ellen, please, stay right there. Don't move. I'll be right back.
Theo!
I'm coming, Mom!
All right, let's get down here, because you don't want to fool with gas. And this hot water heater is the only thing that's running on gas.
Now, I don't smell anything, Cliff. Do you smell anything?
I don't smell anything either.
Guess it was a false alarm, huh? Sorry about that. Well, hey, want to come up and sample some of my food? It's good. Come on.
Sure. Well, Cliff, aren't you coming?
No, I don't want to taste any experimental love cooking.
Ellen! Oh, good, you're here. Ellen, wake up. Wake up, honey.
Oh, I'm so dizzy. I just need to sleep for a few minutes.
No, you can't. Denny's still downstairs. Listen, he's really upset about the way you've been acting. We have to tell him about the surprise party.
Oh, no, Theo, we can't. This party is going to mean so much to him.
Look, he knows you didn't go to your mother's. We have to tell him the truth.
He wouldn't believe it.
Trust me, I think I know my best friend.
You see how he carries on. Our best chance is to get me out of here, and then by tomorrow night, this will all be over with.
All right, great. Where's your dress?
Oh, your parents' bathroom.
Okay, I'm gonna go dry it. You stay right here, okay? This is Denise's room. You're safe, okay? Ellen?
Tasted Theo's food.
I want his food. I want to eat Chinese food. What are you doing in our room?
What am I doing in your room?
You don't live here. You live in the village.
I had to borrow this jacket. Can I borrow it? Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
What is wrong with that boy?
Nothing, as long as he doesn't wear your clothes.
You know something? I'm willing to bet that if you left right now, Ellen would be at her mother's house soon, in the near future.
Hi.
Fleet's in.
What are you guys doing home?
Martin had the weekend off, so we decided to come home.
Hey, Denny, how's it going? Where's Ellen?
I don't know.
Well, it's a long trip. Guess we'll turn in.
Yep.
You know, Ellen used to date a Navy guy.
Denny, would you forget about Ellen?
What?
I mean, forget about the Navy. Keep stirring, buddy. Hey, Denise! Martin! Hold up for a second! Hey, Denise! Martin! You guys, please, Denise, open the door, please, please. Hey, listen.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's gonna have to wait. Martin and I haven't seen each other in 3 weeks.
No, I understand that. You guys,
Theo!
I'm in here for a reason.
No! What are you doing?
To understand Theo. That actually, I just wanted you guys
Out.
To know
it's
that
wrong with
you. Both of you should have a good night.
Good night!
Ellen. Ellen! Ellen!
Ellen.
I got her to say Ellen. Ellen.
No, I said melon. Melon. Because I was supposed to get some melon for dessert, and I forgot all about it.
Okay. Well, look, Theo, man, your soup was bubbling, so I turned it off.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, Martin and Denise are home. He got a weekend pass.
Hey.
Denise, are you all right?
Yeah, Dad, I'm fine.
Hey, that's Cheryl.
Wait a minute, Theo, the flowers.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how's my tie?
Hey, it's fine. All right.
Theo, sugar.
Hey,
how would a strapping young man like yourself feel about helping your grandpa move a table saw?
A table saw?
He's finally building me that pantry. Who are the roses for?
Oh, his girlfriend.
Oh, what a thoughtful young gentleman.
Hey, you came for the saw, huh?
He's finally building me that pantry.
Really?
I thought you were going skiing.
Oh, drove 6.5 hours. I'm telling you, major disappointment, got rained on.
Please, kid, help me with the saw.
Can I help?
No, Denny, you have to go.
No. Look at this boy. He can carry the whole saw by himself.
Oh, come on, Den.
Excuse me, Grandma.
What are you doing, Dr. Hudson?
I'm checking for gas. You can't be too careful about gas, you know. Is that your laundry?
No. Something I found in the washer and I figured I'd dry it. But, Dad, we can do that later. Let's take this table saw upstairs for Grandpa. We really need to get it.
Hey, Ellen has a dress just like that. Of course, hers is bigger.
Must be Olivia's.
It is now.
Anna, Russell.
Oh, Claire.
What are you two doing here?
All right, boys. Coffee table at 10 o'clock.
Got it. Oh, please let that be Cheryl.
Wait a minute. Don't forget the flowers.
Flowers? Oh, flowers. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, Grandpa asked us to bring the van by to load up the saw.
Well, you're just in time.
Okay, let's move it on out.
Actually, 1 minute, Grandpa. Rudy forgot her pajamas. She wanted me to pick some up for her.
Oh, they're upstairs on top of the dresser. Weren't you going skiing?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Elvin. You must be Theo's friend.
Yes.
Cheryl.
Oh, no, I'm Ellen. Cheryl will be here later.
Oh.
Please don't say anything.
Okay.
Hey, so.
Theo, this is a side of you I've never seen before.
What do you mean?
Hey, whatever goes on in your parents' house is your business. Their business. Somebody's business. It's not my business.
Hey, Elvin, where is she?
It's not my business.
Ellen?
Theo!
Hey, listen, Ellen, I'm really sorry, but here's your dress.
Kerosene dry wool? Theo, what am I going to do? I can't get on the subway in a bathrobe.
Hey, wait a minute. This is Pam and Vanessa's room. It's a breeding ground for clothes. You go in the closet, pick out whatever you want. They'll never notice it.
Okay.
Get this saw loaded up, and then we're all going for Chinese food.
All right.
Right? Eat them up.
These boys, easy.
Hey, see you guys later. Have a good dinner.
Bye, sweetheart.
Be safe. Yes. No. Denny, what are you still doing here?
Look, I just wanted to thank you for just putting up with me.
All right, anytime, man. That's what friends are for. Oh, that's my curry. I gotta get this dinner ready.
Phil, these movie tickets have Ellen's name on the envelope.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, Theo.
Denny, look, man. This is hard to explain.
No, wait a minute. I think it's going to be easy to explain. You see, I've been dying to go see this Quincy Jones movie, but she didn't want to go. Now I know why. You're the other guy, Theo. It's always the best friend, isn't it?
Yo, Denny, look, you got this whole thing wrong. Look, just listen to me, all right? Denny, I'm trying to tell you. Hold up. Give me 1 minute. Hey,
hi.
Michelle, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Denny. How's Ellen?
I don't know. Ask Theo.
What's he talking about, Theo?
Cheryl, give me 1 second. I'll be with you. Have a seat. I'll be right with you. Denny, listen, man. I can't tell you about these tickets, but Believe me, I promise you, when you find out about him, you'll be happy I didn't tell you, all right?
Ellen!
Hi, Theo.
Theo, you didn't tell me Ellen was coming over.
I didn't know she was coming over.
Theo, you ruined my surprise.
Surprise?
I asked you to pick up the tickets, not show them to him.
Oh, yeah. What, boy, I really messed up, didn't I?
But you told me you didn't want to go.
I said that because I wanted it to be a surprise for your birthday.
Theo, it looks like I've jumped to a conclusion, man.
Hey, man, it's all right. You jump back and we're okay.
Ellen, I am so sorry. I've been acting just like a fool.
Come on, let's let Theo and Cheryl enjoy their dinner.
Yeah.
So long, Cheryl. Bye. You two have a good time.
Have a good one. All right.
Theo, tonight I saw the strangest thing. Ellen was racing from the back of your house to the front door.
Well, if you thought that was strange, you should have been here much earlier.
Well, what happened?
What happened? Well, I'll tell you about it over dinner.
Oh, okay.
Can I get you something to drink?
A glass of wine would be nice.
Wine? No wine. Apple juice. Yes, how's apple juice?
Okay, apple juice then.
Okay, great. We'll have apple juice. We'll eat dinner, and I'll tell you.
Well, you're the cook, so whatever you say.